The next United States Senator for the state of Colorado, Cory Gardner.
Beaming as he walked on stage with family and friends, newly elected Senator Cory Gardner is the first candidate to unseat a sitting incumbent Colorado senator since 1978.
As Republicans in Colorado, we've gotten used to the saying, wait until the next election. Well, I've got news for you. That next election, it finally happened.
Shortly after voting ended Tuesday night, it was clear Cory Gardner had a commanding lead over Senator Udall. Speaking to an enthusiastic crowd at the Colorado Republican Watch Party in Denver's Tech Center, Gardner pledged to end the gridlock in the U.S. Congress, calling the GOP win a charge to be the tip of the spear.
The vanguard of the movement that is sweeping our nation to pick the shackle of gridlock and to fundamentally change the dysfunction of Washington, D.C.
Udall took the stage at a much more subdued watch party in downtown Denver. The senator conceded to Gardner, saying the race was extremely hard.
You all know I'm a mountain climber. Yeah. And you all know that I've said over and over again as I approached this campaign, I thought of it as the biggest, baddest mountain that I'd ever faced.
The race, which began as a seemingly easy win for Udall, was turned on its ear when Gardner switched races, ending his re-election bid for Congress in the 4th Congressional District and challenging Udall. Clearly emotional, Udall said he was honored to serve Colorado.
We're all here just for a short time before we pass on. So get a few laughs, do the best you can, live your life so that whenever you lose, you're ahead. As long as I've had the privilege to serve the people of Colorado, I've always felt that I've come out ahead, and tonight is no exception.
The Republican win in Colorado's U.S. Senate race helped the GOP regain control of the Senate for the first time since Democrats swept to power 6 years ago. State GOP Chair Ryan Call said the result of Tuesday's outcome was loud and clear.
We're fed up with the gridlock that we've seen in Washington and the way that government spends money we don't have and saddles our children and grandchildren with debt that might take a generation or more to pay back. And that's part of the reason why our message and our candidates this year have presented a very different vision for the future of not only Colorado, but our nation.
The Republicans now have control of both houses of Congress for the final 2 years of President Obama's term in office. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.